You have your Bibles. We again would turn to the 14th chapter of Numbers. I will read verses 4 through 10 again for your consideration, and I'm also going to jump to verses 23 and 24 in the 14th chapter of Numbers. The Bible reads this morning, "And they said one to another, let us make a captain and let us return into Egypt. Then Moses and Aaron fell on their faces before all the assembly of the congregation of the children of Israel. And Joshua, the son of Nun, and Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, which were of them that searched the land, rent their clothes. And they spake unto all the company of the children of Israel, saying, the land which we pass through to search it is an exceeding good land. If the Lord delight in us, then he will bring us into this land and give it us, a land which floweth with milk and honey. Only rebel not ye against the Lord, neither fear ye the people of the land, for they are bread for us. Their defense is departed from them, and the Lord is with us. Fear them not." But all the congregation bade stone them with stones, and the glory of the Lord appeared in the tabernacle of the congregation before all the children of Israel. Verses 23 and 24. "Surely they shall not see the land which I swear unto their fathers, neither shall any of them that provoked me see it, but my servant Caleb, because he had another spirit with him and have followed me fully. Him will I bring into the land whereunto he went, and his seed shall possess it." Supporting scripture, Romans 14 and 5. "One man esteemeth one day above another, another esteemeth every day alike. Let every man be fully persuaded in his own mind." Let every man be fully persuaded in his own mind. We are to use a thought or a subject this morning. We like to speak from the thought, it pays to have your own mind. It pays to have your own mind. Thank you, Jesus. Song says he won't let you down. Somebody in here knows something about that this morning. Somebody found a spot or a time in their life where they had to call on the name of Jesus. And they began to call on the Lord, and the Lord began to answer their prayers. And they are witnesses today that God won't let you down. Those ones that say he may not come when you want him, but he's always on time. Those some of those folk I'm talking about now, they've been calling on him. And they know of a surety that he won't let them down. Hallelujah. So many times in our lives we find that we can't make everything work just like we want it to work. We can't make people act like we want them to act. But one thing we do know is that we all belong to the Lord. And people have their own individual agendas, whether it's at home, in church, on your job, or in the community. Many of us, we already got our minds made up as to what we are going to do, what we are not going to do. And some of us will even go as far as to say, can't nobody tell me to do nothing. Can I get an amen in the house this morning? There's something about being of age. I won't necessarily say being grown, because we think we're grown before we're grown. And there are those of us that we felt like that when we were young, and we thought we were grown before we were grown, but we learned different. So now we're scratching our heads and trying to get our young people to understand. Take your time. Be young while you're young, because being grown gonna come after a while. And the thing is that after you get grown, you just grown, you're old, and you die. You don't go back. Some don't want to get old. Well, you got to die. Every second you live, you're getting a little bit older. By the time we get out of church, you'll be a little older than you was when you stepped in the doors this morning. And I wonder in that space and time that God has allowed you, have you did any growing? Have you did any changing? Have you looked at things in a different perspective than that which you already have in your mind? You see, we come to talk to you this morning about a thought that it pays to have your own mind. It is a blessing to be in this place one more time in praise and worship and in fellowship one with another. It has been said that every day is a day of thanksgiving, and we should be mindful that despite where we are or what we are going through, His name is still worthy to be praised. We're thankful this morning. We're thankful for the Spirit of the Almighty God that abides not only in this place, but also in the depths of our hearts, because you got to have the Spirit within. It's all right to love your church. It's all right to get up and declare, I go to such and such and my pastor is such and such, but where's the church in here? See, it doesn't matter what the church name is on the outside of the building. What about the church on the inside? See, it's got to be surrounded. It's got to be all about Jesus, because if it's not about the Lord, then something is wrong somewhere. We're thankful this morning here at Fowles Chapel to have the Bobo Beeks and Martin family to share the witness of Jesus the Christ. See, I heard somebody say something in that family earlier that let me know they know something about the Lord. I heard somebody say something that let me know that Dr. Jesus have even stopped by their house. See, you got to understand that in every one of our families, we all need the Lord. And we all need to be praying that the family stay together. It is our prayer that God will continue to bless the Bobo Beeks and Martins. And we know that if we pray for the family, one thing about praying for the family is that the Spirit of the Almighty God, it can reach those that you don't know yet. See, we got some family members that we don't even know. I don't care how old you are, there's still somebody that you don't know. And what you got to understand, when you pray to God, God bless my family, then God can go all the way back. God can go all the way back, and He don't have to go on the computer. God don't have to use a computer. He don't have to see where your ancestors come from. He know where they came from. God knows your history all the way back to Adam, so you can't get no farther back than that. So we fall in there somewhere, and I believe that we had fallen far from where the children of Israel was. We act just like them. I'll help you understand that a little bit better in a minute. For the last few Sundays, we have been moving along with the children of Israel from bondage to exile in pursuit of the promised land. A land that they had been told that would be flowing with milk and honey. And in other words, it would be a bountiful land. It would be a land where they knew that the crops would grow. It'd be a land where everything was just so. Everything that they needed, God had put it right there. But we find that the people of God on this journey began to complain. Remember last week, they complained so much about eating manna. They got so tired of eating manna from heaven that they complained and they wanted meat. They wanted vegetables. They sort of reflected back on the times when they were in Egypt and in bondage. But even though they were there, they began to remember all the good food that they ate. So they complained so much last week that Moses got to the point where he even asked God, take my very life. The burden is much too heavy for me. Lord, why have you put the burden of all of these people on me? But Moses loved the people of God. And because of that love, he went to the Lord in prayer. And he asked the Lord to bless them. And God did just that. God blessed them. And God blessed them so much, he gave them so much meat that they got sick. Be careful what you ask for. We got to understand, I wonder, can you see the parallel of the likeness of the children of Israel and we, the people of the United States of America? No matter how blessed we are, we still murmur and complain. No matter how far the Lord has brought us, we still find ourselves complaining. There are those of us, and we've even had testimony and witness, and I don't want to keep dwelling on the young lady, but what she said tying in with where I want to go. But she got up and she declared that I do have a testimony, that I've had a couple of strokes, I've had a heart attack, but I know that God was in the midst of it all. So now she is a witness that God can do a miracle. God can do what man cannot do. But in the midst of that, I even heard her say that you can look in there and now you can't see evidence that I ever had it. But did she not say, I know? She's aware that she had a situation. She's aware that God came in and took care of that situation. And you would think that if God has done that for you, then your faith, your commitment ought to be to God. You ought to be trusting God. You ought to be walking with God. And nothing nobody say ought to be able to stray you this way or that way because you got your mind made up. Hallelujah, Jesus. You have had to have an experience with God for yourself. Or even understanding. You don't necessarily have to have a heart attack. You don't have to get sick to know the closeness of God. So don't get me wrong. Don't begin to think that you got to be on the bed of affliction in order for you to know that God is by your side. How many of you that got a reasonable portion of health and strength know that God is still with you? Hallelujah, Jesus. That sounds pretty good, but it ought to have been better because you might not have been in a condition to be able to clap your hands. When you begin to hear about how blessed you ought to be excited about telling the Lord thank you. If you ever had a day when you couldn't do what you want to do, then those days when God lifts you up and brings you back, then that's the time that you appreciate what God is doing in your life. We find ourselves murmuring and complaining. But how many of you know that we serve a mighty God that is a provider of all of our needs? He is an on-time God. David said, wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he will strengthen thine heart. See, what we got to learn is how to wait on God. When you're waiting on God, in the process of waiting, if you got faith in God, if you believe that God will make a way out of no way, then the load that you're carrying is not that heavy. Because when you got faith in God, you know that even though I'm burdened down with a heavy load, I don't have to carry the load all by myself. For the Bible says you don't have to bear the burden alone. Cast your cares upon him, for he carried for you. So if you got a situation that you know that is too heavy for you, you don't have to carry it all by yourself. And don't worry about finding a prayer partner. Don't worry about mama and them or nobody else. All you got to do is call on the name of Jesus. And if you call on God and you believe in the God that you call on, then you ought to know that he will come to your rescue. Sometimes the devil will cloud your mind and manipulate you into thinking that you've been so bad that God won't hear your humble cry. But if God didn't hear the sinner man's cry, if God didn't hear us when we were down and out, where would any of us be this morning? We're nothing but wretches undone. We're all sinners saved by the grace of God. Anybody glad that God looked beyond your fault? We're all brothers and sisters in Christ. And the Bible declares that every man, every woman got to work out his own soul salvation. Waiting on somebody else to do what you got to do. You got to believe God for yourself. We know this morning that even though we were created from the same dust of the ground, we know through the scriptures that we are many members, but yet one body in Christ. And even in knowing all that, we find that we are still different. Our walk with God is different. We have different levels of understanding God. We have different levels of understanding his spirit, his word, his will for our lives. Just think, if everybody in the world was just like you. Hallelujah. Or what if everybody was just like somebody you know? Same difference. Life would be dull. Life would be uninteresting. We wouldn't have really anything to talk about because we are all on the same page. never a disagreement because we all think alike. Wouldn't that be a sad world where everybody think just alike, everybody doing the same thing, everybody got on the same thing? Some of y'all fall out. We have a mind that we want to express our own individual personalities and we want to stand out. I ain't even messing with that. But what we got to understand is what unifies us and brings us together is the love and the spirit of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. We are brothers and sisters in Christ, whether we want to be brothers and sisters or not. We are our brother's keeper, whether we want to keep our brother or not. If God has blessed you, the strong must bear the infirmities of the weak. We got to understand that God didn't bless you just so you can say, I'm blessed. God blessed you so you can be a blessing to somebody else. God died. He loved us so much that he died for our sins. And he tells us, love ye one another as I have loved you. Have that same unconditional spirit that you were just love for. No strings attached. We have to be convinced in our own mind that we belong to him. We got to know that we have been bought with a price. So in that respect, we owe him something back. Now, Paul tells us in Romans 12, 1 and 2, I beseech ye therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. So that personalizes it for you. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then the Bible reads that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. You cannot do the will of God if you don't have God in your mind. If everything else is in your mind but God, you messed up. If you never think about God, you're messed up. If there ever been a time in your life when you thought that God couldn't help you out of your situation, you're in a bad situation. How many of you ever been in a situation where your hands felt like they were tied and you just didn't know what to do, but you heard the scripture that said, look up to the hills from which cometh your help, and you know that your help come from the Lord. And anybody ever been walking down and found that you had to look up? You know, you can't walk around with your head hung down all the time. You got to let the world know whose side you on. Oh, I need a little help in here this morning. Transformed by the renewing of your mind. What is Paul saying to us? If there has to be a renewing process, then that lets us know that there's something wrong somewhere or there's something missing. So if there's something missing, what you got to do is pray to the Lord thy God that God touch my mind. The Bible says, love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself. In other words, God is saying, love me with your whole being. You know how it is. We got our bodies in the church house and our minds somewhere across town. Get back up in here with me. God wants your mind. God wants you to renew the way that you think. Don't come to the house of the Lord thinking that a miracle just going to fall out the sky. God says, if you want it, ask for it. And if you ask for it, you got to believe that God will give you what you ask for. Anybody in here ask God for anything that you thought that was impossible for you to get? Hallelujah, Jesus. See, I'm glad that I serve a God that can do the impossible. I serve a God that's so powerful that he go beyond my mindset. I got a little mind. But God can go beyond that mindset and let me know that I am your God. I can make a difference in your very life. Paul wants us to understand that confession of sin in itself is not enough to enable us to be automatically walk in the spirit of Christ. We got to yield ourselves. That's why I said that you offer your body as a living sacrifice. You got to give yourself as an instrument to be served by God. See, I found out that it's all right to be where I am, but it don't make me no better than nobody else. See, what I found out is that this position is a position of service. This is a position where you got to forget about self and realize that you don't belong to yourself. You belong to God. You belong to the people. And you can't get bent all out of shape when God wants you to do something. You got to do what God tells you to do. Yield your body as a living sacrifice to God. Work while it's day, for night cometh when no man can work. Stop sitting down on that stool of do nothing. Looking around waiting on somebody else to do what you can do. It pays to have your own mind. What are we saying? The mind is that part of a person that thinks and reasons. Even the heart in the Hebrew word meant mind. Our thought process, our understanding, all this takes place in our mind. When we look at Paul tells the Roman concerning debatable things, because we are people that are not always going to agree. There are going to be some times when we're going to see things differently. There are going to be some times when you want to do it one way, but brother so-and-so want to do it another way. And every now and then, you got to understand that you got an individual responsibility to have your own mind. Some of us are trying to get by on somebody else's excuses. Somebody is trying to say that I would be a better Christian, but they got so many hypocrites down there that they hinder me. You're a lie and the truth ain't in you. Because if you know the word of God, then you got to have your own mind. If they're straddling the fence, don't mean you got to straddle the fence. You do what's the right thing to do. Stop pointing the finger and using other folk to justify where you're not where you need to be. Hallelujah. Trying to help somebody in here that got their mind messed all up. Glory. We are not going to see eye to eye all the time. But look here what Paul says to the Roman. Paul said, him that is weak in the faith, receive ye, but not to doubt for disputations. For one believeth that he may eat all things, another who is weak eateth herbs. Let not him that eateth despise him that eateth not, and let not him which eateth not judge him that eateth, for God hath received him. Who art thou that judgest another man's servant? To his own master he standeth or falleth, yet he shall be upholden, for God is able to make him stand. In other words, don't you worry about God's business. Let God take care of his own business. If you are not strong enough to eat meat and you don't like meat, then don't eat no meat. But don't judge that one that eats meat. I don't have no problem because you're a vegetarian. In fact, I love you if you're sitting at my table because I want more meat than I do vegetables. But we got to stop judging one another. The Bible says one man esteemeth one day above another, another esteemeth every day of life, but let every man, hallelujah, be persuaded in his own mind. It's important this morning that you have your own mind. Don't worry about what everybody else talking about. Don't worry about what everybody else believes. You got to have your own belief. You got to know God this morning for yourself. And you can't depend on what somebody else tells you. Every now and then you ought to open up the Holy Bible. And you ought to open up a couple of books and it'll tell you some things about Jesus the Christ. If you read a little farther, it'll tell you some things about yourself. As we've been reading in the book of Numbers, we found that the children of Israel were very ungrateful people. They had seen miracles that God had performed. They had been delivered by God. They had been blessed by God. They were God's own chosen people. And God has showed them over and over again, I'm with you. I'll take care of you. I'll make a way out of no way for you. I took you to the Red Sea and you couldn't get across, but I split the Red Sea. Think about it. He split the sea and allowed the people to walk across on dry land. Still in pursuit of the promised land. Look at here. Before they got to the promised land, walk with me just for a moment. Last week we was in chapter 11 and they were complaining about the meat. I already told you that. You go to chapter 12. There's always somebody that think that you ought to be the leader. You ought to know everything. God speak to you. God tell you just like he tell Reverend K. Well, let me tell you something. God didn't call you to be the pastor. He called Reverend K to be the pastor. Not jealous, not boasting. I'm trying to get you to understand chapter 12. Because chapter 12 said Miriam and Aaron spake against Moses because of the Ethiopian woman that he had married. And he had married an Ethiopian woman. And they said, have the Lord only spoke to Moses? Does not God speak to us also? God heard it. See, God gets upset when we try to go against his rule. God gets upset when we go against his man or his woman. So what we find is that God pulled them all out to the side and God let them know, put them in their place. I am the one. If I want to call somebody a prophet, I can call whomever I want to call. Yeah. Miriam found herself with leprosy. Snow White for going against God. But Moses loved her. Moses loved God. Moses loved the people. So Moses went in intercession. Moses began to pray, Lord, please, we can't go no further. We got to carry us with us. But let me tell you what God will do. God, when God say he's going to get you, God going to get you. Now, he may have mercy on you, but he's still going to cause his judgment to come upon you. For the Bible say, he said, well, okay, I'll allow that. But for 7 days, she's going to suffer. 7 days, she's going to go through what she's going through. There and I did. God has to do things to get your attention. Moses loving the people of God. Moses realized that we still hadn't made it to the promised land. Moses realized that now that we're getting close to the promised land, I need to know what's going on over there. Now you get to chapter 13, the Bible said, the Lord spake unto Moses and said, send thou men that they may search the land of Canaan, which I give unto the children of Israel. Every tribe of their fathers, send a man, everyone a ruler among them. From the 12 tribes of Judah, he sent one man to go out and spy out the land. They got there and they began to spy the land out. And when they looked around the land, they found that the land was flowing with milk and honey. They found that the grapes were just big old good juicy grapes. And they thought that I realized I'm going to take some of this back. I got to give my report. They find that they were there searching and spying in the land for 40 long days. What did they see in the land? They saw that the land was prosperous. They saw that in some of the cities that they had walls built up. They saw in some of the cities that there were even some people so tall that they felt like that they were giants. So they were afraid. There were 12 spies that went out. Out of the 12, 10 of them didn't have the faith that God wanted them to have. For they brought back a negative report. You know, you got to trust God. Now, they bring back this report. 10 of them said that we cannot overtake the land. But now one of them, Caleb, speaks up in verse 30. Caleb says, and Caleb steeled the people before Moses and said, let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it. You got Caleb that believes in the power of God. You got to understand this morning that there comes a time that even though we may say the majority is going this way, sometimes if the majority is going that way, we may have to go with the flow. But if you got in your mind that you don't agree with what they are doing, then even though they may follow through, it still doesn't mean that you condone what they're doing. You just don't have any other choice. But you still have a right to have your own mind. Are you getting it? See, what I'm saying is that there were 12 spies. 10 of them had a negative report. 2 of them had a positive report. They believed in the faith of God. They believed that God was able to do what God could do. How you know? The Bible says, only rebel not ye against the Lord, neither fear ye the people of the land, for they are bread for us. Their defense is departed from them, and the Lord is with us. Fear them not. Look here. There's always somebody. They don't care what you say, they're going to go with what they think. The Bible says that the Lord got so upset. And the Lord decided that I'm going to do away with all of the Israelites. And what I'll do, I'll start back with you, Moses. I'll start me a new country. I start a new creation starting with Moses. But Moses loved the people. Moses said, Lord, please don't do that. Lord, I want you to allow them to make it into the promised land. One thing it is good to know is to have somebody that know how to call on the Lord. When Moses called on God, God always came to his rescue. But what we see here in this chapter is even though God came to Moses' rescue, God made him realize that for 40 long years, you're going to have to suffer. Whereas every day that the spies spied out the land, you're going to have a year that you got to suffer in the wilderness. They could have gotten out a long time ago, but somebody didn't have the right mindset. Somebody thought that they were all about them. They thought that since the 10 said that they would be killed, that they could not go. But I stopped by to tell you this morning that it pays to have your own mind. Doesn't matter what everybody else want to do. But if God tells you to do it one way, you better learn how to do it God's way. Because God has a way of making things work out for the best. God can open up everything that needs to be opened up. God has all the power that you need this morning. And if you believe in the power of God, God will allow you to get from one place to the next place. Somebody may have doubt in their mind, but if they're trusting in the power of the Almighty God, if you're walking by faith this morning, you got to know that God is on your side. Don't let nobody fool you this morning. If you trust the power of God, it pays to have your own mind. For deliverance will come if you trust God to the end. The Bible says the race is not given to the swift, nor to the battle to the strong, but to him that endureth unto the end. You got to have your own mind and be fully persuaded in that mind that no matter what the devil says, no matter what come up against you, you going on anyhow. I stop by to tell somebody that you better believe in the power of Moses. Moses realized that I am a child of God. I want to tell somebody this morning that if you have the power of God, God will make a way out of no way. When I look here at Caleb, God realized that he had done something right. They got ready to stone the men of God, but they stood for what they believed in. I found out as you read this story that after 40 long years, all of that generation died away in the desert. For the Lord said, if those that are over above the age of 20 years old, all of them are going to die out there in the wilderness. But I'm glad that the Bible said that if for Caleb, that he will be able to go back with me because he endured until the end. Caleb believed in the power of God. He had his mind made up. He had his own mind. Caleb realized that I don't care what everybody else do, but I'm going to do what's in my heart to do. I'm going to trust God with all that I got. He began to talk to the children of Israel. Said, come on, don't you want to reason with me? We got to get on into the promised land. But you can't go in with the attitude that you got. Stop murmuring and complaining and learn how to praise him. Think about what God has done. Don't you remember how he brought you out of bondage? Don't you remember when you were hungry, he fed you? Don't you remember how he made a way out of no way? Come on and see about me. Come on and see about me this month. I want to trust the power of God. You better hold on and hold out. Even if you have to stand by yourself. Don't worry about your cousin. Don't worry about your brother or your sister. It's me. It's me. Standing in the need of prayer. Anybody trusting God? Anybody believe in God? It pays to have your own mind. Somebody may not want to praise him, but if God has done anything for you, praise him while you can. Somebody may say, don't take all of that. You don't know what it takes for me. I don't know what it takes for you, but I'm going to do what I got to do. I'm going to praise him while I can. Because I heard when the praise is going up, I heard when the praise is going up, anybody come to praise him? Anybody come to love him? Say yeah! It pains. It pains to have your own man. Even if you got to stand by yourself. Stand up in a house. You're not by yourself. For the God that you serve. He said, I'll be with you. Always. Even to the end of the world. Don't you know that we are just like the Israelites? We murmur, we complain. We grumble and we do nothing. But God's still good. And when you have seen the goodness of the Lord, it ought to strengthen your faith. You see, that was the key. That's why Caleb was able to get into the promised land. Think about it. They tried to use the children as an excuse. What about my family? What about my wives and our children? Trying to use that as an excuse. And the very ones that they tried to use were the ones that actually inherited the land. You see, that's why elders, be careful of your walk, what you say, and what you do. Because what you might do is dig a bigger hole for yourself than that you can get out of. These people had seen the miracles that God had performed and yet didn't trust him at this point. They allowed doubt and fear to hinder them from being obedient to God. And God was disgusted with them. Now think about it. We are offsprings of the children of Israel. Jesus the Christ died. We read it. We've heard about it. They told us that they buried him. He got up the third day. And if we believe that, then we shall have life after death. But now there's somebody that still don't believe that in their own mind. You're just like the children of Israel. You've seen the miracles of God. You've seen God do great things in your life. And yet, you won't trust him. You got to trust God. You see, that's where the other 10 failed and the 2 came through. They didn't look at the situation and size it up and say, I can't do it. They looked at it and said, with God, they're nothing but bread to us. We can eat them up like crumbs because we got the power of God with us. And if we got God, we can conquer. That's what you got to do in your individual lives this morning. Whatever it is that you're dealing with, believe that with God, you are a conqueror. But you got to have it in your own mind. Oh, it's all right to have somebody that love you and to tell you that, baby, it's going to be all right. I done prayed about it. I done had an answer. And it's going to be all right. You had that answer, baby. I need to hear it for myself. I need to feel it for myself. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Well wishes are welcome and fine. But the assurance come in feeling and knowing for yourself. The Bible says, and I'm finished, be ye fully persuaded in your own mind. Don't be like the children of Israel. Don't be so stubborn. And don't be so mean that you fail to get your blessings from God. As we stand to our feet this morning, there may be one that realizes that I can't make this journey all by myself. I got my mind made up that I'm not going to live the way that I've been living. I'm going to let some things go. I'm going to let some people go. I'm going to let some situations go. And I'm going to move forward. I got my mind made up this morning that I'm going to press toward the mark of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. And no weapon formed against me is going to be able to prosper. Because I know what God has for me is for me. Isn't that wonderful this morning? The blessings that God has for you this morning, they are for you. No man, no woman is able to take your blessings away this morning. But sometimes you can hinder your own progress by having a lack of faith or having doubt in your mind.